Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Just make sure you can see no less. And we secure like the money in a set. I look like babe, now I'm on the way. Let you know when I'm about a mile away. When I'm outside, please don't make me wait. The party's starting when we pull up to the gate. Girl, we so late. I'm just with the crew. We ain't out here looking for blue. Cause it might be better with you. It's a homie, something coming up.
BHINDTAGSCENAIRPLAY@gmail.com. That is behind the scene airplane at gmail.com, the hottest radio station in the fucking universe. Make sure that you send it in MP3 format only. That's it. Don't send in nothing else. No YouTube links, no SoundCloud links, none of that shit. Only MP3. Also, make sure that you also send all of your social media information.
If you don't have that, we're not playing your shit.
Make sure that you send it or we trash it right then and there. We don't nobody get no skips or nothing because I know you're not. Nah, I ain't looking for the information. Anyway, so tonight we're talking about relationships and like the boundaries. Like, what are some of the boundaries? Like, what are some of the unspoken boundaries that you just don't talk about? Like, you just don't talk about it.
You're supposed to talk about them.
No, you just already know.
Some you already know, but there's also some that you don't.
Yeah, so that's what we're talking about tonight. But we about to get into this hot-ass music because, you know, we play the hottest music in the fucking universe. Next track that we about to play is B. Morgan, YKTV. This hot track. Check it out. YouTube this nigga. He got some hot shit. Once again on Behind the Scenes Radio, B. Morgan, YKTV. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Shit. I mean, like, fuck it. I'ma just take this shit over them.
Right. You need this?
Of course. Underdog in my town, one night, you be gone.
Yeah.
Used to riches, bad bitches,
hey.
Fake niggas get Armstrong.
Yeah.
3 points, star shooter,
hey.
Heart sent me no Atlanta. About to cop this new paddy,
yeah.
And my bitch wants a new Birkin. I'm with the stars, dog,
yeah.
Just looking to raid, dog.
Look
off the drip, bitch, slip, that's a kill, call the coroner. I'm from the bottom,
hey.
Too many losses.
Yeah.
Now I'm up, fill my cup, grab my nuts, I deserve it.
Okay.
You know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga. You know the vibe. To make them guys have to slide.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe. You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe. You know the pinky lip done shit, well equipped niggas know the vibe I'm on.
Yeah.
Stretch 600, bumping bad bunny with a bad bunny hoe. I know you want me to rain on you.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see what you and your friends gon' do. Cause I need a model, show me attention.
Hey.
If I'm enough, double your cup when you under my sanction.
Cause
I got the gang out. Much to mention.
Nah.
You know we outside, watch how you slide.
What?
Niggas ain't dancing. Cause you know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga. You know the vibe. To make them guys have to slide.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
Of course.
You know the vibe. You know the vibe.
Hi, this is Max Groove, smooth jazz recording artist, producer, and DJ. I like to stay tuned into the hottest internet radio station in the universe, Behind the Scenes, with hosts Curtis and Niecy Lee, every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. 516-595-8305. Again, I'm Max Groove, inviting you to join me on my radio show, Jazzin' to the Max, on Global Sensations Radio Network, GSRN, the place where your music lives.
Clink, woke up with a drink, ayy. Don't blink, looking for your boo high seat, ayy. Roll that shit pronto, Kush OJ Bronco. Pass that shit rondo, now your hoe, my hoe. She, she bloom like a flower off that whiskey tower, And she lit in Vegas in the Encore Tower, She know I can only lick it after showers, Keisha, fuck Tommy and Belly and Empower. No, 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 my eyes ain't low. That's just the way my eyes go. Think they gon' work out at home. She squat this pole like cardio. So real Bobby gotta jump and doing flips. Front flips, back flips, ooh, poor mattress. We just cracked the tablet, feeling fantastic. Sun went down, your hoe showed up, threw it in a circle like donuts. Thought she was sweet, I knew she was free, but hey man, take one to no one. Party in the hills, party out pills, that's why you can't keep still. Nigga be fake, but the hate be real, somebody tell the bro niggas chill. Ass on fake, but it feels so real, fuck it, I'm still gon' drill. Say she don't go and she gon' go, ho ho, yes sir, I bet she will. I'm just tryin' to get in her bed, she just tryin' to get in my wheel. I'm rollin' on two wheels, so bitch don't tell me chill. I don't drip, Bob just spill. She tryna get a refill. Walls gotta get rebuilt. Looking for that nigga, he here. Till I hit it all night. And I was being so sincere. Say that she celibate, I know she celibate. Act like I never tricked, she wants some evidence. She been tryna smash into elements.
Check that nigga roll out on YouTube. The number is 516-595-8305. It's your boy, Kurt E&T, with my co-host, Niecy, in the motherfucking building. Anyway, so tonight we talking about boundaries and relationships and the boundaries that come with relationships. And
not just romantic relationships. You got boundaries with your siblings and your friends and shit too.
All right, so I want to start out with the boundaries. All right, so let's start off with we gonna hit the shit off the motherfucking rip. Let's start off with the boundaries for side bitches. Let's go right there first. First of all, bitch, you ain't supposed to call my phone after motherfucking 9 o'clock. That's the first boundary. All side bitches should know. You should not call. You shouldn't call your side nigga, or your side nigga shouldn't call you after 9 o'clock. I think that's a rule.
Okay.
Is that an unspoken rule or something?
Wait a second, I have a question. What if you get your side bitch pregnant and she call you to tell you she a labor?
She's still a side. Oh, well, I don't know, cause you.
I know somebody who had to deal with that. That's why I'm asking.
You still how do you feel about that, Kane? I gotta ask somebody else about that because I've never been through that before.
I ain't never been through it either. I just know somebody's
made.
So what do you think?
When it's a child involved, she's no longer your side, she's the bearer of your child. So the moment you know she's pregnant, if you don't get rid of it, she's no longer your side, bitch. You feel what I'm saying? You got to treat that situation accordingly. You know what I mean? And if you fucked up and got your side bitch pregnant, nigga, you going to have to handle that.
Can call after 9 o'clock.
Say that one more again.
Are you saying that the bearer of your child can call after 9 o'clock, but your side bitch can't?
No, if you get your side bitch pregnant, she is the bearer of your child, right?
What if you already got kids with somebody?
I mean, listen, I don't have a boundaries, but my baby mom's calling my phone. The only boundaries I got is what you say when you call my phone. You feel what I'm saying? So, stop.
Okay, so what,
like,
for when one of them calls?
Who, my baby mom?
If you in a relationship with somebody, what are the boundaries for your baby mom to say or not say?
Oh, she knows just not to call me with no sexual shit. All of them, they know, like. You feel what I'm saying? All that super friendly shit. If you're not calling me about my kids, you're not calling me.
Okay. All right. That's good. Now, what was the question?
So what was the question about, you know, so your side hoes.
Okay, yeah. So your side bitch, does she have a certain time limit to be able to call?
Yeah, like, can she call before a certain time or...
No,
not after a certain time. Is she supposed
to? No, you wait for my call. Like this one thing about side bitches, right? If your side bitch don't got nothing, she don't got the right to do shit but wait for a call. You feel what I'm saying?
If she's not bringing nothing to the table.
Yeah, if you just if you somebody who get fucked and not feed and get high when you come over. Which is my side bitch, because that's what only happens is you get fucked, fed, and get high. That's it. Like, you wait for me to call, bitch, because I'm doing everything.
Right. But if you're, but if she's bringing something to the table, can she call at any time, or she can only call?
Hell to the no. You still got me? If she was bringing something to the table that I thought was enough, she wouldn't be my side bitch.
Okay. All right. We got that straight. What are some of the?
But wait, as far as the boundaries though, is she supposed to know this, or is it
I think that's the boundary a lot of men neglect when they dealing with side bitches. They don't know how to tell they side bitch, they side bitches. So
a lot of them side hoes know they the side hoes.
See, then my thing with that is, if you know you a side bitch, then you know the rules, like, you know what I mean? You know, like, yeah, you don't call after certain times. Or, no, like I said, man, like, you wait for me to call you. Like, if you know I'm the one in the relationship and I'm the one who got this shit to lose, then your place is to wait for my call. So we ain't got no problem.
Okay, well, a lot of them be taking pictures and shit after y'all asses and just fell asleep. And then try to post it on their social media.
That means you don't got your bitch in check.
She'll know her place. She's not
a child. You know, and me, I try not to deal with females who don't know their place. You slip up and get a few every now and then.
All right.
Okay,
and then
the same rule
apply
for the side
niggas. Yeah. If you ain't bringing nothing to the table, I've been a side nigga where I was just getting fucked. Yeah. All right, cool. But then, well, even the side nigga and the side bitch, they have more to prove because they're the side. You're on the side. You have more to prove. My woman, she already did everything, so you got to bring more to the table to even try to take her place. But you can't even take her place if you're the side bitch and you know your place. If you know that you're the side bitch, then...
Well, a lot of them do that shit so they can become the main one, so you can flip from the main one. I don't understand that way of thinking, but if you fuck me over, I'm not about to make you my main person. But that's what a lot of them do. They try
That's because niggas don't be checking that. Like, when you dealing with a situation like that, like, one thing I always say is, like, I won't allow no other bitch the fuck up what we got going on. If something gets fucked up, it's either gonna be me or it's either gonna be you. It ain't gonna be no outside source fucking up our relationship. You feel what I'm saying? Niggas don't be knowing how to check that shit. Man, it'd be hard checking your main bitch. It should be way harder checking your main bitch than it is checking your side bitch. Because your main woman is allowed to her opinion in the relationship. She's allowed to her feelings. And as a man, you should respect that. Your side bitch don't got no say. Bitch, the moment you fuck up, it's a wreck. You expendable. That's why you my side bitch. If you treat your side bitch more than her being expendable, then you're the one in the wrong. Well, you in the wrong to begin with, but still, like, if you won't go out your way to do all that, you got to, like, have that shit locked down on something solid.
Okay, so as far as your personal space and your limits and boundaries on your personal space within a relationship.
Oh, man. I think one, I got a lot of problems with that because I'm too nice. I don't know how to tell a motherfucker, all right, you've been here too long, or, like, you're bothering me, because I don't like to hurt feelings. But, you know, when stepping into a relationship, establishing certain shit, like, damn, like, I don't want to be up under you all day. You got to allow me to do shit like this. I'm an artist. It's going to be bitches on my page. Shit like that. Like, I just believe... when you get into a relationship, your shorty need to know what you this would come with it. If you can't handle it, then that's what it is. It's just communication, man. Boundaries and communication go hand in hand. And when you neglect to communicate and boundaries get violated, you can't be mad at your female counterpart or your male counterpart because they get boundaries.
Okay, what's one boundary within a romantic relationship that is ends it all?
The phone. We all know what it is in this age. It's the phone. The phone and the relationship on so many levels. It's the phone, man. Social media, shit like that. Like,
okay.
That shit's so crazy.
I get the phone part, but what do you mean by social media?
Some people don't know how to keep the attention to a minimum. You feel what I'm saying? Like, females and some men and some females hold this shit to such high of a merit that if you don't post a picture with your bitch, she'll get mad or shit like that. Like, I'm not really a picture taker. I'm not none of that. I don't post my woman on social media because other females don't know their boundaries. I posted a female on social media, and a female from a previous relationship took it upon herself to go in this girl DM and have a conversation about me. Two girls who don't know each other. Like, so it's just like, I believe when you're in a relationship, like, you gotta have control over shit on, like, a lot of levels. Like, and just with this day and age, the social media shit just holds so much of a fucking importance in relationships. I don't know why, but, like, motherfuckers gotta learn how to manage that, too. Pardon my language, but they gotta learn how to manage shit like that. All right,
here's a story from social media. There's a guy who literally called it off, broke up with his girlfriend because she did the Busted Down Challenge on social media. He walked in and seen her doing it and broke up with her on the spot.
Think that's wrong?
Wait. And why? Because he told her. So basically, I think she did it so he could break up with her. He literally told her, don't do it.
Please.
I don't know how he said it, but he basically told her, don't do it. And she was like, fuck it, out of doing it. He walked in as she was doing it, and obviously we all know, because it was talked about on a couple talk shows. So she posted that shit and probably said, he told me not to do it.
So she was wrong.
But again, she might have did it, so he could
have been
with her.
Well, then that's he got. Well, then either one or two things.
Either
she's wrong or.
Well, he was wrong for telling her not to do it.
No, she wasn't. No. If
yeah.
Okay, not told her, ask her. And even if you ask her to, she's still gonna do it. So if you tell her to do it, it doesn't matter. You can suggest for your woman or ask your woman not to do something. She's going to do whatever she wants to do anyway. But if she's your woman and she respects who you are in the relationship, then she's going to abide by
that. That's a boundary.
Yeah, so that is a boundary. And she broke that boundary, so bitch, you got to fucking go. Bye. I'll at you later.
Yeah. I mean, all right, I believe certain shit is beyond getting over. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know, like, you know what I mean? But some people look at it like if you set the boundary and the boundary get broken, then you don't have respect for me or our bond or our relationship. So what's the point?
Okay, so if your woman posts a half-naked picture on social media, is that a boundary that was false or not so much? Y'all just
say
it's sexy.
Say that again.
If your woman posts a really sexy picture, almost, she got some material on, I ain't gonna say it's clothing, but she got a little bit of material on and she posted on social media, is that a boundary that has been crossed or y'all okay with it?
Nah, I mean, like I said, man, one thing about this day and age is that expression, yeah, you know I mean, it's a thing now. So I learned to let my woman and whoever I'm with to express themselves whatever way they want to, whether it be me or not with me. It's up to you to know, you know what I mean, like, when you doing too much, when you crossing the boundary and not allowing nobody else to cross that boundary. You know what I mean? Like, 9 times out of 10, if I'm with somebody, we with each other. So, like, that shit don't be bothering me. Like, you go ahead, do you, post all that shit. I don't care. I don't put that shit on the pedestal. Like, you know what I mean? Because if you my woman, then you want to know how to act. Period. Like, you want to know when too much is too much, and you want to know what to say and what not to say out of respect of what we got going on. So I don't really like hold social media to a standard in a relationship.
Oh no, social media don't have no standard,
Kurt. If my woman posts like one of those,
no, that's a bust it down. It's a silhouette. You got clothes on when you do the bust it down challenge.
No, 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 no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no. What a bust it. To bust it down.
When you look like, and then
yeah,
you jump that, your clothes change and you're down low. And you're,
okay, that's cool.
That's a bust down.
Okay, even the still, I mean.
And I said, but I said, this is what I said.
Well, okay, listen, okay.
I said, more or less, a sexual picture, she has some sort of material, but I'm not going to say clothing. She has some sort of material, but it's a sexual.
So the silhouette thing, right, that's sexual.
Yeah, but here's the thing, you could have a
camera. True, but we all know what the silhouette thing is. Yeah. So, let's say for instance, we're not together, but we're together and you post it. Even though I know that you're not going to post it, but if you was the type of woman that posted that, I probably wouldn't get mad at it for the simple fact is I know that I'm with you. And if you like doing stuff like that, it probably turns me on for you to do shit like that. So I'll
so
probably.
If you would be cool with all,
yeah,
all like,
yeah,
if, on social media.
If I was dating a Kim Kardashian, I would be cool with it because I know what comes with the whole. I know what comes with it. I know, you know, when you get with a woman that's like that, you know she's like that. You know what's, you know what comes with it. I probably would have liked her because I've been with women that wear things like that. You probably did. I mean, you had to, well, I don't know. Well, when, for instance, not trying to bring her up, but Tristan's mom, Shamir, she had a banging ass body when I met her. She used to wear one piece suits and all that shit, body suits and all that shit. Yeah, so I was cool. I'm ass jiggling and everything. Geez.
Years ago, hold on, I think it was this one right here. You still there, Kane?
Yeah, I'm there. My phone was off the board set. I called from my other phone.
So that's your number? That's your other number?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right. So, how many bodies is too many bodies, right? That's And true, that is a boundary because it's a boundary you make. You have, that's your personal boundary as far as, what you want to deal with. So, King, what's your boundary for a body count?
I don't got one. I don't have a boundary for a body count. The only boundary I got around bodies is don't let them bitches pop the fuck up while we fucking with each other. You feel what I'm saying? I can let the past be in the past because I got a lot of bodies. I got a lot. You feel what I'm saying? As long as your box not carrying them bodies that you had in the past, it's cool. You feel what I'm saying? If a female can respect me for being the nigga I was because I'm going to keep it truthful to the one I'm with, then I got to respect you for being who you were as long as it ain't who you is.
I agree.
Bodies, like, you understand what I'm saying? Like babies, like females can fuck and bounce back if they take care of themselves. You feel what I'm saying?
But you got some females, that's why they had that surgery that some females they call the rejuvenate, whatever they call that shit.
Yeah.
Because even sometimes after birth, it's out, it's out fast. Some women.
So, it may not take a whole bunch of bodies to
strip
the
body out.
I mean, to me.
After like 2 kids.
No, no, too fat. Too fat. All right,
what's the next?
All right, so as far as how about your sibling down
here? Well, with me, well, what do you mean sibling down
here?
Like, do they certain, can they say certain things?
Yeah, you know.
Dealing with the kids. And,
yeah, you know,
like,
they say you have kids and, you know, you got
I feel like
uncles and shit. Even your parents who want to, chastise your kids.
It depends. Like,
okay, when mom was coming up, my mom would say shit to my kids. She never really went and, like, whole authoritative, let me smack the motherfucking shit out of them because they throwing some shit. You know, she say some shit and then she scream at the top of her lungs if I was around for me.
Uh-huh.
And then I come and depending on what it is, I can dance.
Right.
But as far as my sisters never, they chastised them, they said shit to them. Their whole thing was, okay, so they knew, come on, that's new. If we touch her kids, she probably gonna fuck us up. So we're gonna tell them to go sit over there away from everybody and not deal with us. So that was their thing. It was like, just take your ass over there, and when your mama comes, she can deal with you. So they like distance. she was getting on my nerves about something, and everybody was like, oh, just let her do it. I really, again, probably because I was pregnant, I flipped the fuck out on everybody and told everybody there, grandma, aunt, mom, cousins, little cousins, everybody who was present at the barbecue, these are my motherfucking kids. I carry these motherfuckers. Y'all shut the fuck up. And I mean, my grandma's jaw dropped to the ground. My mom was like, I got big as shit. And I was like, I'm fucking leaving. And I told my two kids to get the hell out of here. And I left. But yeah, and at that point, I made it. And from that moment on, they all jumped. They said, when she dies, this is going to be her tombstone. These are my motherfucking kids. I made it abundantly clear at that point. Don't tell me how to discipline mine.
Right.
So after that point, they all decided, just stick your ass over there. But we don't want to hear her mouth. We're just going to wait for her to come in and deal with your ass.
Right.
So nobody from that point ever really disciplined my kids.
I feel like, I didn't really grow up around my nieces and my nephews.
You got nieces?
Well, my nephews. Yeah, I do got a niece. I do have my youngest, my sister right below me, has a little. My niece is probably, I don't know, a couple months old now, probably about 5-6 months old now. She's the youngest. But then I have my oldest nephew is, 13, and my youngest is maybe 2, I believe it is. So from the age of 13 to 2, I have nieces and nephews. Even though I didn't grow up around them a lot, maybe except for the sister that's right below me, because I didn't grow up around her, but with my brother and my sister, if they have kids, I'm pretty sure that with us growing up in the same house together, if I was to whip them, they would know that I whipped them for a good reason, so they're not even going to question. They know that knowing me and knowing that I love children that much, if I whipped my nephews, or my niece, they would know, like, you must have did something for Uncle Curtis to do that.
Because
I'm the one that's going to play with the kids.
Remember that one time I had to beat the shit out of my grandson, and you, I think you came and brought me a belt or some shit?
Yeah. That's because he deserved what the fuck he
like,
did.
I will pluck the shit out your head.
Right.
And all mine is skinny, so they feel that shit to the bone. So for me to get a belt and hold you, crisscross my legs and pin your ass down to beat you. You done did some shit that you shouldn't have did, for real. And I got tired of telling your ass stop the bullshit.
And I went and got the belt. I was like, oh, where the belt at? As a matter of fact, I got one in the room. Let me go get it.
All three of the motherfuckers in the room that day. But and I told his mother, I beat the shit out your son.
Yeah.
She know how bad her son is. She's like, oh, okay.
Yo, let's get another call on the line. We got another call on the line, 267-8390. Who this be? You're online with Curtis NT and Nisi on Behind the Scenes Radio. Who this be? Hello. You're live. Okay. All right, so, Kane, what you feel about, like, with your nieces and your nephews and your family? What boundaries do they have?
I don't got no, I don't per se, like, deal with my siblings and their children. You feel what I'm saying? But when I'm in a relationship and kids are involved, and the moment you put me in a position to be a provider, I feel like you put me in a position to discipline. I'm not doing nothing for your kids financially, and I can't take over every other aspect of being around. If they got a father and you wanna send them there, cool. Tell that nigga to take care of them. Tell that nigga to get their haircuts, hair done, sneakers, all that. So, like, As far as family's concerned, you know, like, I really don't get in the middle of how they interact with their children. I don't interact with a lot of my family's children like that. But, like, when I'm dealing with females with kids, the moment I step into that position to be more than just your boyfriend and then their lives, then, yeah, like, it's over. Because you're not going to disrespect me on no level, and I'm going to give you the utmost respect and be there for you in the context that a man is supposed to be there for, you know, at that point might be considered my kids, depending on how much I'm around. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've been in that situation before too. Yeah, if I'm with you and your kid is around and I'm feeding this mother, like when I'm eating, your kid is eating. When I get a pair of shoes, I'm stepdaddy, motherfucker. Like, shit, when I say something, you better do this shit. And if your mama,
like,
one time. Yeah, because he already know. I don't play this shit.
No, I literally only say, like,
because Tristan know I don't play that
saying,
shit.
Day, I forget where you went.
Yeah, and because he knew. And what happened when I came back in? And I said,
oh, he was sick when you came back in.
Exactly. What did I say?
It was like the devil came out within 10 minutes. And it was like, And then I think she hung
it. She swung on me. I remember she swung on me.
She slapped you too.
She slapped me one time and I didn't
ask
her.
And I pulled your fist ball off and you went up the steps. And then at that point, me and her went at it.
Yeah, y'all started going at it. No, I said, you hit me one more time and I'm going to fuck you up.
But
like, I'm your father. And I started walking up the steps. And she's like, hey, and she started coming towards me and I walked away. And then you jumped in front of her and was like, wait, hold on. And then she grabbed something. I can't remember what
she
it was.
She took the chair and made a hole in the ceiling.
Yeah. And then, like, y'all started rumbling rumbling. And she got the best of you.
Mm-hmm.
And
she
grabbed.
Exactly. She is much bigger than me.
Yeah. Let's get that. She's bigger than you.
She's much bigger
younger than
me.
You. Vibrant. More vibrant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
taller and bigger.
She went to gum and hop on you or whatever. Way bigger. Way bigger. Hop on you and
but you got her off and then
I got her off of you and I was like, yo, don't you ever that's your mom. I snapped the fuck out. I'm like, yo, that's your mom. Don't you ever try to do no shit like that in front of me. The next time you try to do some shit like that, I'm stomp you to the fucking ground. She took off running into the room or whatever.
So got it in our room and got a knife you had there.
Yeah. And try
and I didn't know she had the knife, and you had to say, she got a knife.
And she tried to cut me.
No, she was trying to, she won't try to fat me.
Yeah, try to,
and
yeah.
Then we were trying to get the knife out of our hand, and I was saying, get it out. And you kept hitting her hand on the floor until she released it.
Yeah, no, I could have just went in, but.
Because I didn't know she had the knife, because
I could have went
my
in.
My back was to her. And
I could have, like,
I was talking to
her.
You. And
yeah.
She was behind me, and you said she got a knife, and she went and came at me.
And in my mind, the whole time I'm thinking, I remember you had told me that your kids had been through a lot of trauma, and Toddy had went through a lot of stuff and had a concussion, and
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking all this shit in my head. But that's the only reason, that was one of the only reasons why I didn't go all out, was because in my mind I'm thinking, little girl is damaged and fucked up behind her father and the things that's happened to her, so I can't treat this situation the same way that I could.
You can say she was fucked up by her father, but technically she wasn't. I think she was more
but
fucked up the fact that she didn't have a father.
But she was still traumatized behind
it. She didn't have a father.
Yeah, so I had to think about all these things that did. Like, all in the split second of all this happening. And then, you know, that's the reason why I got mad about everything else, was because could have went the fuck off. Could have really went the fuck off.
But the thing about it was, by the time she calmed down and we had to go DHS and family court and all that, she literally told her social worker that she was at fault.
Yeah.
Which shocked
and
the shit out of me.
And it shocked me,
and
too.
Like, wait. She said it was all her fault. But, all right. She told them what happened,
yeah.
But said, started because I didn't go get
this
preserve, and I
could have
just went and got
the preserve. From that point on, you know what, and you know something that I've noticed from that point on, because she's matured and she got kids now, me and her relationship, now we cool. It's not like buddy-buddy,
mm-hmm.
chummy-chummy, but mm-hmm. she's like, all right.
For a minute, she wasn't talking to you at all.
Yeah. She respected me. I believe that's the reason why.
She wasn't talking to you at all. Okay, as far as...
And I think that's a big reason why your father...
Boundaries and your late parents.
Yeah, that's a big boundary.
The boundaries, and like you met my dad 3-4 months in.
Yeah.
It was like 3-4 months in by the time you met my dad.
Yeah. What do I feel? Oh, you know what? Let's take a music break real quick. Let's take a music break real quick. Hold on. I know what song. Hold on, y'all. Fuck. I hate when it does this. Switchboard is messing up. I hate when it does this. Come on, switchboard. Here we go. All right. This is... uh, Killer Dale Kane, Symphony on Behind the Scenes Radio. We'll be back.
I don't care who's first or who last, but I know that y'all just better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby.
21st Street, Killer, Fadu, SS, Saigon, Issa.
Stepped out of prison on a mission. 4 years later, I'm established and they loving my position. Who the fuck is nigga kidding? They ain't think I was resilient. Bounce back, now they all see the world through my vision. It's the darkest one. Opposition, so resistance, and we sparking them. We hit their corner, so I'm bullet spread, talking to them. With face shots, ain't no missing, close coughing them. Then we double back, collect the signs in the offer room. I think they got their G passes off of offer up. Must be the wave nowadays, these niggas soft as fuck. I think it's time for real niggas start calling bluffs. You say you did the bids for the crime. The draw the line and let us know if you're a fraud or what. You say you chasing baddest cause you're working on the garbage truck. You say you bitch bad, but we really know you brought us up. I think you grab a big ass knife and cut the frost up. She only nice cause she living through the filter. All that gangsta get you talking, let's go get your ass filled up. Cause truth be told, I be running with some chillers. Guaranteed to leave you sleeping with the fishes, you can filter.
The first off, I take every beat and I did an end. Salute to all these rappers, but welcome to your apprenticeship. Niggas will tell you another level of penmanship. The greatest in the world. If they wanted to tell them, send it in. Been tied down in a straight jacket for eons. Now it's time to bully the rap game from these peons. No box shouldn't get found, clumped in a triage. A backhanded, cause I don't take lip from a biatch. West side of Philly from the dirtiest block. How long it took for the leagues to give Irvin a shot? I'm head. To find a nigga equally real as red. Get hit with that bone crusher, I ain't never scared. I used to sling bombs in the center of the city. The smokers walk up to take that like I'm Diddy. I'm black and ugly as shit. I used to dream to be pretty. The money got him looking like I'll be sure when it's semi. I'm gangster. Ask the niggas I made deals with. I'm kinda numb to these rappers cause I don't feel shit. 2018, my label something to deal with. Jigsaw, just don't make me hit the kill switch.
At my best, I'm something they never seen before. Put up numbers every night, I'm on that leaderboard. Pass it off, hit Kane, always lead the score. My nigga, she gon' follow through, he always clean the board. Couple little niggas ballin', I endorse him. Grown man game, child playin', I'm a wholesome. Can't guard me, try stop it, I'ma torture him. Know these niggas can't outball me, so I scorch him. I motivate and try to make them think. Making play at the plate, trying to break the bank. I lead a nigga to the water, but can't make them drink. I throw a nigga off the boat before they make them sink. I'm in the lead, I'm the one niggas come after. And when they need, I'm the one nigga.